Well, today we're going to talk with the new Cass County Youth Coordinator. Katie Bateman is with us here this morning to visit a little bit about her new opportunity. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm just fine. Usually when we introduce a new staff or like the County Youth Coordinator, we're introducing them to the area, but not the case for you.
No, I've been here. A lot's happened in the last 10 years. I've changed my last name and a lot else, but yeah, I'm back.
Very good. So is it fun to be back? Is it good to be back in this capacity so close to home?
It is. Some people might not say so, but I like it. I enjoy seeing those familiar faces, you know, a lot of those volunteers that were in the program and helped out the program and were superintendents when I was a 4-H'er are still hanging out today. So it's nice to have that little bit of familiarity and with those volunteers, staff, they know me, I know them. We kind of figure each other out a little bit. Makes fair a whole lot simpler knowing a little bit about the program already.
Yeah. So. Is there a lot of that carryover?
There is a lot more than you'd think, Jim. There's quite a few volunteers that have been lifelong here for 10, 15 years. So
we just can't get out of it.
No, they love it so much. Cass County is so great. That's why I came back. So.
Very good. Well, talk about your experience in 4-H and involvement here locally. A good experience, I assume, for you because you made it a career.
Yes, the greatest experience. So I'm a Blake girl. Roger and Jerry Blake are my parents. So I was a 4-H'er, showed animals. We did a lot of livestock. I did communications was a big thing for me at fair as well. Dabbled in swine and hogs as well, but didn't really stick with that. A little bit of static exhibits, photography, you know, simple things. And then I was also really involved outside of fair in youth councils. We actually had an intermediate council when I was here. And then I also was on the YAC committee and went on and did activities beyond county and went to state conference. I was on state 4-H council for a year. So got to meet with 40 or more youth high school from across the state. We came together a few times a year, planned the conference, had a good time. And then after I graduated from Cass County 4-H, I went on and was a collegiate 4-H'er. I went to UNI, had a great experience up there, and started a collegiate 4-H club with some of the friends that I made on that state 4-H council, actually. So your 4-H friends definitely are lifelong. I still talk to them, still hang out with them today. So 4-H has always been a part of my life and always been part of Extension. So when I was up there in UNI, at UNI Cedar Falls, I partnered with the Blackhawk County Extension Office quite a bit. And we did workshops with them. Then I moved to Story County, and I was their County 4-H Youth Coordinator for a few years as well. So I've been in this role. I know what it's about, not only having the experience from Cass County, but the experience as staff as well. So 4-H has always been part of my life. I volunteered for Linn County as well when I lived in Cedar Rapids. So now I'm back here. That's my life in 10 years, give or take a few details. But
well, it sounds like it's been full already for you. You've had a full experience. But at what point in your life did you decide that 4-H kind of opened your eyes and you might want to make this a career?
Oh, well, I don't know. There are a few different points. So that's a hard question. When I was in high school, I got really close with the County 4-H Youth Coordinator at the time, and I helped at different day camps in the summer. And I was just very involved, and I'd go like sit in her office and be like, "Hey, this is a pretty cool gig. Like, you get to do some cool things." And then I also interned for Cass County for 2 years, and that was really like a cool opportunity. Wasn't sure that that's really what I wanted to do at that point. When I went to UNI, I was a elementary ed teacher because that's the thing that you do at UNI. You do el-ed. So quickly found out that's not what I wanted to do, and 4-H became like, oh my gosh, this could really be it. So about my freshman, sophomore year transition there, I was like, okay, let's do 4-H. Like, I can do this. And then I was like, oh, I could be a CYC. I remember that person was really cool. So that is probably when, you know, series of events and then college, you find.
And you haven't strayed far. You're still in education.
Yeah, it's all the same. It's just not as
structured, maybe. Yes. Yeah, it's not quite as structured as it would be in a classroom situation. And do you like it that way?
I do. I like just being able to pick up and roll with things and not having to be stuck to a certain curriculum, but pulling things. We have so many kits and resources with Extension, and it's all at our fingertips. So it's just a matter of pulling something out and going with it. And if the kids have different interests, then I can pull something else out. That is the story of my life. I just like to have a variety and do all sorts of different things.
Was this a pretty smooth transition for you sliding into Cass County since you've had the experience here plus in Story County already?
I would like to hope so, but it might be a little too early to tell. I haven't survived my first fair yet. That'll be the real teller. But I think it is a lot smoother than if I were out of county and didn't know what I was doing, for sure. Just having that experience really helps. And I'm a little rusty. I'm dusting off the rust a little bit, but I'm familiarizing myself. I'm oiling up the wheels. My brain is like starting to turn. I'm like starting to click. I think I know what this is, but we're getting there.
You bet. Well, and while fair doesn't start maybe until later this month for most folks, it's really kind of already started for you.
Oh, we're rolling. We have all sorts of stuff. So in June, we do a lot of like summer programming and partnerships with community organizations, the conservation and all of that. And then June 1, our fair entries are due. And so we have everything that's going to come to fair, 4-H'ers have turned in now. So right now it's a matter in our office of sorting through all those things, getting out schedules, and making like stall assignments and all of that. So our first competition, which you are a part of in some way, shape, or form, so we do interviews for our prelim King and Queen contest on the 11th. So that's Monday we start.
It's very soon.
very soon.
Well, talk a little bit about the future now here, because it's kind of a structured program. I mean, there's some things that folks kind of depend upon and things that happen year after year and in your part of the Extension world. But you want to bring a little bit of yourself to it, too, don't you?
Yeah, of course.
Like what? How will things, what will be some changes that we might notice over
time?
Oh
gosh, you're going to me give away all my secrets?
We're getting deep here. Yeah.
I don't know. That's a tough question, Jim. I don't know.
Just look for some things, and you're not going to do a complete overhaul of
the
program.
No, that's the one thing that I definitely don't want to do is just come in and change everything. So I think it's definitely going to take a year for me to figure out what everything is and how things run. Even though I am familiar, I just want to see it from this perspective. And, you know, like fair this year, we don't have time to make a whole lot of changes. We just got to roll with it. Whatever it is, it is. Sure. And then next year, we can kind of adjust a little bit more and have some personality and changes. So my ears are definitely open. I've already talked to a lot of superintendents. Fair is the main thing on my mind right now. So of how we can do entries different next year. So I think it's just going to be little things over a long period of time that we're going to notice, like, oh, yeah, Katie Blake's back or Katie Bateman.
It's kind of unique because you come here with experience here as a user of the program.
Yes.
But you also come in with kind of a pair of fresh eyes, too, because you're coming after you've seen how some other folks do things. Are you comparing in your mind as things go through how things were done, like in Story County, as opposed to what you knew from Cass?
Oh, yes. There definitely is that comparison. And I've been joking with my interns a lot, fair interns, as I interned about 10 years ago. Well, back in my day, this is how we did it. And so there is that to an extent, taking a lot of notes right now and just, you know, making notes of that for the future.
I'm sure folks can hear it at home because I hear it and see it sitting here with you, but you bring with you a lot of enthusiasm.
Well, thank you.
How important is that to continuing the success of a local 4-H program?
I think that's huge, and I feel like I've talked to a lot of people, and they're like, oh, you'd be great for that. Oh, I'm so happy for you. I love this, and I think in a program like this, you need that love, and you need 4-H'ers to see that love and continue that enthusiasm, we'll call it. If I'm happy, then you're happy. I did a speech when I was a 4-H'er about the power of a smile, and if one person starts smiling, smiles are contagious, just like yawns. And I definitely like to start that trend of smiles and enthusiasm and having a good old time. So
sure. Well, that's the one thing, the classroom teaching, where it might be different from what you're doing. In the classroom, teachers are handed students.
Yes.
You have to recruit them.
Yes. That was big when I was talking to Extension Council and getting hired. Like, I want this job because I want to hang out with people who want to hang out with me. Like, I don't want to just hang out with people because you're forced to sit in this room with me. You know, 4-H is a volunteer organization, and people sign up to be in the program and to be volunteers. So they want to be here. At some time, they wanted to be here, whether they've stuck around just because they've been voluntold or whatever. I want to bring that joy back to them of we're here for the kids. We're here for a good reason. So. Yeah.
Well, Cass County's always had a strong 4-H program.
Yes.
Do you see growth potential, though, here?
I hope so. Always want to grow and develop and go into different, you know, partnerships, organizations, recruit new kids, always looking for different ways to do that, for sure.
Very good. Well, we look forward to working with you. We're going to immerse ourselves in 4-H and all
in.
Things County Fair here very soon. So, yeah, you jumped in at a good spot here,
yes.
Right when it gets busy.
Absolutely. It's a good time to be here. I get to be part of the chaos, the madness, the fun.
No time to worry about things because there are things to take care of.
Right. Stay on task.
Well, Katie, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it. And we look forward to seeing so much more of you here in the next few weeks as we get closer and closer to the county fair this summer. Katie Bateman is the new Cass County Youth Program Coordinator here. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.